Welcome to Courtside, everyone, where we discuss the post-election litigation brought by Donald Trump. It's day 41 after the election. We've endured 40 days and 40 nights of this cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs presidential grandiosity delusion. The litigation count stands at 1 out of 60 cases that Donald Trump has won, and his one case didn't give him a single extra vote. Trump today lost once more in the Wisconsin Supreme Court. He'd already lost this case in the Wisconsin lower court, so I'm not adding it to his total of loser losses. But here, this is the one in which he was trying to disqualify Milwaukee and Dane counties, you know, because those people live there. And that was actually a focus of the oral argument. One of the justices of the Wisconsin Supreme Court said openly that this lawsuit is racist. Well, today, that lawsuit was thrown out. Now, the big news today wasn't in court. It was in the Electoral College. And we saw live stream votes across the country. Biden tonight has 302 electoral votes. He only needs 270. And when Hawaii casts their votes later tonight, Biden will have 306 votes. And that turns out to be the same number of votes as a guy named Donald Trump in 2016. And when that happened in 2016, that guy called it a landslide. Now, this led President-elect Biden tonight to give a speech in which he laid out a competing vision of America, a vision that praised people and most of all public servants for Republicans and Democrats alike doing their duty and how they wouldn't give credence to something that wasn't true. It was honest, free, and fair elections, Biden called it. And his statements were backed by evidence and, of course, an overwhelming litigation count of 1 out of 60. And then there's the delusional world of Donald Trump. You can forget over the last 41 days just about how crazy things are. This crybaby of a president can't admit reality, and he is reaching American psycho levels of delusion. He's lost everywhere, and yet he and his sidekick, Voldemort Stephen Miller, talk about how they're going to win. He talks about today on TV how they're going to have an alternate slate of electors. An alternate slate of electors is like alternative facts. It's completely made up. I mean, I have an alternate slate of electors around my dinner table. I don't think that's going to make me the president. So tonight, on a day when, you know, there's obviously some darkness, 126 Republican members of Congress, as we've talked about before, advocating something close to sedition, there is one bright spot. Attorney General Bill Barr has resigned. And there is only one word to describe Barr's tenure at the Justice Department. Disgrace. He has defiled our proud Department of Justice, our crown jewel in our democracy. The way that he summarized the Mueller report, if one of my students summarized a legal case or anything like that, the way he did, they'd get an F. The way that he coddled the president's friends like Michael Flynn, the way that he helped tear gas the American public, the way he did nothing to compete, to combat the epidemic of police brutality against African Americans throughout our nation. Attorneys general are supposed to stand up for the rule of law. This guy has spit on it. Attorney generals are supposed to stand up for even-handedness and justice being blind. Attorney General Barr has stood up for justice being about who your pals are. Attorney generals are supposed to stand up for the career men and women of the department. This attorney general openly gives speeches mocking them. Attorneys general are supposed to protect people, protect Americans, not tear gas them. Bill Barr is going to go down as the worst attorney general in our lifetime, which is fitting because President Trump is going to go down as the worst president in our lifetimes. Both of them managed to accomplish something, I guess. I will talk to you tomorrow.